The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin daf memtes. The Gemara here, and towards the end of the Amud Aleph, has a braisa as follows. Koisiv oruch es b'nei Yisrael, so you should bench the Yidin. It's referring to the mitzvah and the kehanim to bench the Yidin birkas kehanim. And Bishmoel Oimer, Bishmoel says that the pasuk v'ani avorechi. The pasuk says v'somle shemiyah b'nei Yisrael v'ani avorechi. The kehanim should put Hashem's name on the Yidin, and I will bench them. So Bishmoel says, when the pasuk says, I will bench them, it's referring to Hashem benching the Kehanim. Once the Kehanim bench the Yidden, the Yisraelim and Levim, then Hashem says, I will bench you, the Kehanim. Rebbe Akiva disagrees. Rebbe Akiva says as follows. Rebbe Akiva says, the Kehanim, they bench the Yidden. But how do I know that Hashem is going to bench them? Until now, I only know that the bracha the Kehanim will say will come from the mouth of the Kehanim. But how do I know that the bracha that the Kehanim will say will really be, in essence, from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? So on that, the pasuk says, V'ani avorecheim, the pasuk is coming to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim al yodam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees to the Kehanim when the Kehanim bench Birkas Kehanim, Hashem agrees to the bracha, and Hashem really benches the Yidden as well, together with that bracha, the Kehanim are benching the Yidden. So there's a machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, what the pasuk Ani Avorechim is going at. Then the Gemara asks, so according to Rabbi Akiva, that the pasuk is saying that Hashem benches the Yidden through the Birkas Kehanim, so how do I know that the Kehanim will get benched? Says the Gemara, Rebbe Akiva, Akiva, because Rebbe Rocha, the Kehanim, and all the how do I know the Kehanim get benched? Amev Nachman, Rebbe Yitzchak, me'avarocha, me'varachecha. The pasuk says that Hashem told Avram Avinu that I will bench whoever benches you. So since the Kehanim are benching the Yidden, so therefore Hashem will bench them. All Yidden are included in that avtocha that Avram Avinu got. Hashem promised Avram Avinu whoever will bench him will get benched, and that carries over to the Yidden in all generations, that whoever benches Yidden will get benched. So there's a machloikis that we saw between Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Shmuel, how to learn the pasuk V'ani Avorechem. Is the pasuk saying Hashem will bench the Kehanim, or is Hashem, the pasuk saying Hashem will bench the Yidden? The Rambam learns like Rebbe Akiva that the pasuk V'ani Avorecheim is going on that Hashem will bench the Yidden. And with that, the Rambam, the way the Rambam says it, he says, don't wonder, what does it help the bracha from Kehanim? Says the Rambam, it's not a kasha, because it's really the Kehanim that are saying the bracha, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's saying the bracha. And he says, like the pasuk says, V'ani Avorecheim, in other words, like the way the Gemara Rebbe Akiva said, that really Hashem is the one who fills in, Hashem really agrees to the bracha. When the Kehanim bench the Yidden, Hashem goes and benches the Yidden with the Kehanim. This shows us how important, how lucky we are, any time we're able to have Birkas Kehanim, we have a bracha from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Another thing, the Rambam learns, it can be learned, it's a Shulchan Aruch, out of this Rambam, out of this Halacha, the Ani Avorecheim, is that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam benching the Yidden. The Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Chof Ches, Sif Lamed Tes, says that there's a whole Simen in Hilchos Nesiyas Kapayim, which Kehanim are allowed to duchen, are fitting to duchen, which ones are not. And the Shulchan Aruch says, But if the Kohen did not have any of those characteristics which disqualify him from duchening, even though he's not so careful with mitzvahs, and everybody's saying that he did averus, even if it's true, people said he did averus, even a chomer tik averus, the Mishnah Berurah says, even a such averus like arayis rachmano litzlan, people are saying it about him, and it's true what they're saying about him. Nevertheless, if he is not disqualified with whatever the criteria is, what says in Shulchan Aruch, noisi as kapov, nevertheless, he's allowed to duchen. Other averus, other than avodah zarah and shvichas damim, then he's allowed to dochen. Any aver except aver avodah zarah shvichas damim do not disqualify him from dochening, from performing the mitzvah of nisius kapayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, why is it like that? Why is it that any kohen, even if he's an avarian, even if he's a rasha, but nevertheless, he's not disqualified from Birkas Kohanim, who would go to a rasha to get a bracha? The answer is, says the Mishnah Berurah, because we have this Rambam. The pasuk says, V'ani avorechem, which means that the Ribbono Shel Olam will give the bracha to the Yidden. Hashem said, if it's a kohen, if the person is a kohen, even if he's a rasha, but if he goes and he performs the Birkas Kohanim, Hashem will give the bracha to the Yidden through him. So therefore, it's no wonder how it's possible to get a bracha from a kohen, even though he's a rasha. Although this could seem puzzling, there is a chinuch that in the Tama Mitzvah, he explains why is it that the Birkas Kohanim is with kohanim. And he says Hashem wanted to bench the Yidden, and he wanted that it should come from people who are close to him, a dovuk boy. So how does that fit with this halacha that even if he's a rasha, he could still do Birchas Kohanim, and Hashem will still bench the Yidden through that kohen, even if he's a rasha? So the answer has to be that in general, in principle, the overall Hashem chose the group of people who are usually, most of them, are dovuk to Hashem. They are the ones who are doing the avodah and close to Hashem. But even if Proteus, even if on an individual level, one of them is not so close, is not dovuk to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's for some reason a rasha, nevertheless Hashem was goyzer that if they perform this mitzvah, Birchas Kohanim, then the mitzvah will be mekuyim, and if the mitzvah will be mekuyim, then Hashem will bench them through that person. Tosfos comes along and says, "Kavorecha mevorechecha." Tosfos says that even if it's a goy who benches a yid, he'll get benched. And he says it's a mefurish Yushalmi that says like that, that there was a goy who gave the shalom to Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel said back, "I don't have to give you back shalom." Even if I don't, a person gives another person shalom, they're like wishing them bracha. So usually, it's proper that if one person gives you a bracha, you should reply to them a bracha. However, said Rabbi Shmuel, when the guy gave him a bracha, I don't have to give you back a bracha. Your bracha is already mefurish in the Torah, v'avarcha mevarechecha. It's unnecessary for me to return you a bracha when you have a bracha already, a bracha that the Torah says. This is another important thing that we can take out, that anyone that benches another yid becomes gebenched. If you ever want to be gebenched, bench yidden. Avigdor Miller used to do this all the time, and he used to be mizaris, encourage many people that he knew to do the same thing. Always bench other yidden. This person should be gebenched, he should have wealth. And this person should be gebenched, that he should have healthy children, and all these people should be gebenched, that they should have koyach, and all these kesed, he would say, he would bench other yidden. Why? It's worth it. That you have avtacha from the Torah, that if you will bench other yidden, you will get gebenched. Even a goy who benches other yid and gets benched. Certainly a yid who, like we have in the Gemara, the kehanim who bench yid and get benched. It's worth it. Kiseid and kiseid, that one of the best things you could do is to bench other yid. Just to end off, I will end off with a halacha, something more than a halacha, being that the series is mostly halacha shiurim. So, and the topic of Birkas Koyanim is an important halacha to remember that sometimes forgotten. The chiyuv of Birkas Koyanim, when Kehanim do Birkas Koyanim, they're supposed to say Koyol Ram, a loud voice that many could hear. So normally they perform it properly. They say a Koyol Ram, they say each word together in unison, each word by word, be Koyol Ram. What could come to an issue is when there's confusion. There's a difference in Chutz La'aretz between when they duchen on Shabbos and they duchen on days of Yom Tov that are not Shabbos. When it's Yom Tov and not Shabbos, then they sing. By the last word of the Pasuk, they sing so that the listeners should be able to say the Ribbono Shel'olam or the Yehi Ratzon. When it's Shabbos, then we don't say the Ribbono Shel'olam or Yehi Ratzon, so then they don't sing. Or even if they do sing, some Kehanim might think the singing is still going on, they're caught up in the niggun, and if they don't pay careful attention to what the other Kehanim are doing, they may be left behind. The other Kehanim may be saying the word V'yishmerecha, V'chunecha, or Shalom, and really they're busy singing. And if they'll do that, if they'll be busy singing, by the time they'll chap themselves, they're going to be the last one and the only one to say the word of the Pasuk. And if they're going to say it quietly, they're going to miss out that they're not mekayim kipshutai the mitzvah of near Birchas Kehanim. Birchas Kehanim can only be if they say a kol ram, and therefore they have to pay good attention so that they'll be able to say together with everyone else, and they won't be embarrassed to say the last word, the kol ram. Kol ram is kipshutai me'akiv. If they're not going to say it, if they're not going to say one word, even one word not the kol ram, they won't be yoy to the mitzvah. So therefore it's very important that they stay conscious and pay attention to what the other Kehanim are doing. Like this, they can fulfill the mitzvah of Birkas Kehanim properly. And with that, the Yisraelim get kevenched straight from the Rabbeinu Shalalam, and the Kehanim get kevenched straight from the Rabbeinu Shalalam, because they are benching all the Yidden and they get kevenched from all the Yidden. And this is one of the biggest presents that we have from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we're able to get benched all the time with Birchas Kehanim and by benching other Yidden. And it's something we should always recognize, realize, and take advantage of this amazing present that we have from the Ribbono Shel Olam.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.